good. All the time. And all the time, God is good. You know, God is so good, it's beyond our imagination. It's beyond our focus. You know, but that's the title I have for you today is, Where is Your Focus? Because there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things. But where is our focus? Reading today comes out of Matthew 26, starting at verse 36 through 46. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples, and he findeth them asleep. And he saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? 1 hour. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and he prayed, saying, O Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And notice, he didn't even say nothing. He just left them, and he went away again, and he prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that's already been preached in this place today, O God. Hallelujah, God. You are a well of living water, O God, that we must drink from you, O God. We must drink from you, O God, so we thirst no more, O God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We ask that you just continue, O God, to move in this place, O God. Move upon these airways, O God, that people see this today, tomorrow, whenever, O God, that they see it, O God, and know that it's you that are speaking, O God. Hallelujah, God. Touch the souls here today, oh God. Touch them in the name of Jesus, oh God. I'm your vessel, oh God. I'm just trying to let you use me, oh God. Kill all flesh, oh God, and only let you come forth, oh God. Only let you come forth, oh God, so that the seed may find good soil, oh God. So that the seed may be fruitful, oh God, and go on and plant in other places, oh God, for your kingdom, oh God, for your glory, oh God. We give you all the glory and all the power and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. See, I remembered this time. Last time I forgot, you know. But that's the key, learning from your mistakes. Too many times we make mistakes, but we don't learn from them. We make them again, and we wonder why is the same thing happening. Well, that's sort of what happened here in this reading. You know, Peter was just talking about how he was going to die for Christ, how he was not going to deny him, even though Christ told him, you will deny me 3 times before the rooster crow. But Peter said, no, not I. But then when he took him to go pray, he couldn't even pray for 1 hour. So if the Lord told you going to do something, maybe you should pray for that 1 hour. Because in your flesh, you say you're not going to do it, but the flesh is weak. And the spirit is willing. To get in touch with the spirit, you need to pray. And at this time, as Brother Chris preached this morning, just go watch that, okay? I wish we could just have that playing again for the service today. Because that word that Brother Chris brought this morning was absolutely amazing. You know, so that's what we do. We can't even pray for 1 hour. You know, we want God to give us the new car, the new house. We want God to give us the new job. We want God to give us the new clothes. You know, but we can't even pray for 1 hour just thanking God for who he is and what he's already done. What are we focusing on? We can pray to God when we need something, but we don't pray to God just to say hi, just to build our relationship with the Father. Is how we pray and we talk to him and we listen for that still small voice. Because sometimes he does drop stuff in your spirit, but sometimes you gotta pray. You gotta pray to get him to tell you something because he wants your attention. He's seeking for your attention. But will we give him this attention that he so rightly deserves? At this time, they already knew that Jesus was gonna be betrayed. He told them they was going to be betrayed. But I don't think they really understood what was going to happen. If they really understood what was going to happen, they would have watched and prayed with him for 1 hour. If they understood that the person they've been following for 3.5 years is about to get put on a cross, is about to get tortured. If they really understood that, they would have watched and prayed, but I don't think they really fully grasped that concept. Because many times, Jesus would just slide out. As soon as the captors thought they had him, Jesus would just do the Michael Jackson moonwalk and be out of there, like, just gone. And they seen it a lot of times, so I think that they were thinking that he was just going to be gone again and just slide out the way. That wasn't nobody going to capture Jesus, which nobody did. Jesus let them, but at the same time, they would have known. But that's where we are today. We always hear that Jesus is coming back. And we've been hearing it now for a long time. I'm 40 and I've been hearing it for 40 years. Okay, some of you are older than me. God bless you, but you're still young. So you've been hearing it longer than me and you're still here though. That's the good part. That's the good part. We got to believe it though. We got to truly believe he's coming back. Truly believe that he is coming back for his people. And we got to believe it to the point where we get caught up in the skies. Not when he's coming down here and unleashing the wrath. I want to meet him in the clouds. I don't want to be down here with the wrath that's about to be unleashed. And if we truly believe that he's coming back, we need to pray for the 1 hour. Longer than 1 hour, but at least 1 hour. At least. He told him in verse 45, he said, sleep on now and take your rest. The hour is at hand. If you ask me, it sounds like Jesus was being a little sarcastic. He was like, go ahead, sleep now if you want to. It's too late now. They coming to get me now. You know, I'm turning myself over. That's why he said, rise and let us be going. Like, he wasn't really saying, go ahead and sleep now. He was saying, okay, y'all, it's done. You know, they coming to get me. So we need to pray for that hours and hours. We need to tap in to the potential that God has for us. We need to build that relationship with him. We need to tap in to go against the enemy because we can't do it in our flesh. We can't do it. I got this, you know, but we can't do it. As it was shown, Peter did deny Christ the 3 times. But God is good. In Hebrews 10, verse 34, through 39, it says, for ye had compassion on me and my bonds and took joyful the spoiling of your goods and knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Luke 9:62 tells us if any man puts his hand to the plow and draws back, he is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Many of us, we done put our hands to this plow, but we taking our hands off of it. We being too laxed. Because we always say, we got time, we got time, we got time. Well, time waits for no one. And time keeps going. I can't stop it. We got to set our clocks back an hour last week. That was cool, I guess, you know. Just made me more tired, honestly. It didn't really help me. I was like, oh, I can stay up later now. No, let me go to bed. No, what time is it? Oh, I asked my wife when I woke up in the morning. I said, you set that clock back already? She said, yeah. I was like, darn. I thought that was the time I got, you know, get set it back for another hour. But she already set it back the hour, so that was the time I had to get up and get dressed. But that's what we do with God. We think we got time, and we can set the clock back. But we can't set the clock back. He's coming, and he's coming soon, and everything is evident. But we can't draw back now, because that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to make you fall asleep. He's trying to tire you out. He's trying to wear you down. That's what the devil's trying to do. But God, he renews our strength in Isaiah 41:10. He renews our strength. His joys are new every morning. But we wake up crabby, but we should be waking up happy because we woke up. We thinking about what we got to do. I got to go to work today. Oh, I got to go deal with these people. These people get on my nerves. I don't want to go to work today. But maybe I do need to go to work, because while I'm saying they get on my nerves, instead of going in with that mentality, maybe I should go in with the mentality that I can show them Jesus. That instead of being crabby and mad about the way they do things, how they make me mad when I tell them to put something somewhere and they tell me I'm bossing them around. I'm not bossing you around. It's just stuff goes in a certain place, and this is my job. This is what they hired me to do. I'm just trying to do my job. But are we trying to do our job for God? Or are we saying we don't want to go out here and deal with these people? Oh, I don't want to deal with them. These non-believers, how dare them? But maybe we need to go talk to them. That's who we need to go talk to. That's when he's coming back, when everyone has heard of him. When everyone has got to know him. Hebrews 10 verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, unto ruin, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. The saving of the soul. That's where we need to be concerned at. That's where our focus needs to be, on the saving of the soul. We need to be in prayer for the saving of the soul. For this body is going to be dust, and that's all that Satan is going to get is dust. So let's not worry about this body per se. We have to go on through life and everything, yes. But sometimes we focus too much on this body and we don't give it up as a sacrifice for God. We don't, this breath in our lungs is God. But we don't choose to give it out freely. We pick and choose who we want to talk to. We pick and choose who we feel comfortable around. But God wants you to be uncomfortable and tell him of him. 1 Timothy 6:11-16. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. Give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, who maketh alive all things. And before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, where Pontius Pilate didn't even want to convict him. Pontius Pilate couldn't even say it. Pontius Pilate went and washed his hands. He went and washed his hands, and he thought by washing his hands, there would be no guilt upon him. Many of us, we do that. We go wash our hands, and we say, oh, I tried. We ain't tried nothing. We just said, hey, how you doing? And then we hurried up and left. We didn't try. And then we went and washed our hands saying that we tried. But we didn't fully try. That thou keepest this commandment without spots, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and the only potente, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who hath immortality, dwelling in the light, with no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. He's the potente. He's the all-powerful. He's the one sitting on the throne. He's the one who has the power. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who was crucified on this cross, who died, went into the tomb and came back and made it known. And he ascended into heaven where he waits. And he waits patiently because his grace is more than we could even understand. I don't deserve his grace. I don't deserve his mercy, but he gives it to me. But I have to honor him. I have to thank him for it. I can't use it squanderingly. I can't say God is so good, he's all love, so I can sin because he loves me. I can't say God is all good, I can sin because he has grace on me. I can't say I can sin because he's merciful. No, I can't say that. He's the all-powerful one. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. His mercy does surround us, but it's for his glory, because we are his children and he wants to use his children. He does want to bless his children. This emphasizes God's sovereignty, his immortality, his eternal dominion, and that no human authority can rival God's glory. But we must believe with integrity and conviction, and to invest in spiritual principles that align with God's eternal kingdom. We need to align with God's eternal kingdom. We need to live with integrity. Integrity is at a low. Integrity is at a low. Why? Because there's no conviction. There's no conviction. People say they got the Holy Spirit in them, but they don't feel no conviction. Well, then I can't say you got the Holy Spirit in you, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. He will make you change your ways. He will. He will, if you're truly listening. If you're truly listening and in line with his eternal kingdom. To be in line with his eternal kingdom, we have to focus on him. We have to pray and communicate to him. You know, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and, you know, I've been thinking about the green jam, the maple, you know, I've been thinking about all that, you know. I've been ready for it, you know. But it's a lot of families that come together, and half the time, they won't even pray before the meal. And some only pray because it's Thanksgiving, and it's a show, and it's, you know, oh, let's pray for this meal. But when they by themselves, they don't pray and bless their meal. But they want to pray it now for a show. What do we do outside of here? What do we do we in our house by ourselves? What do we do we at our job? Like I said, are we praying for God to move through me? Are we praying for God to get these people out of my face? One of them ain't going to work out for us. And it doesn't align with God's eternal kingdom. Isaiah 60:22 says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. In his time. The Lord has perfect timing. It's his time. It's his time, not ours. It's his time. We mustn't squander the time that we have. Jeremiah 29:13. Can I have that, please? Because I just put the here, but I didn't put the verse. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. We want God to do stuff for us, but we're not seeking him with all our heart. We're seeking him for his benefits of this earthly world and not for the benefits of the kingdom. Because when we go up there, we're going to have to work up there too. So don't think if you ain't working now, you can't work. You're going to be on the clouds playing your harp. That's not how that's going to work. I don't believe so. The work ain't going to stop. We still working up in the kingdom when it's that time. But if you seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. All your heart.
Deuteronomy 6:4 says, search me and love me with all your heart, mind, and soul. Well, Deuteronomy 6:4 says, hear, O people of Israel, the Lord your God is one God. But then it goes on to say, oh, Jesus. But we not seeking him with our heart, our mind, and our soul. We seeking him with our pocketbooks. We seeking him with our wants, but not our needs. We not praying for him for our needs. We praying more for our wants. We need to pray for our needs. And what we need is Jesus to wrap us up in his arms. That's what we need. What we need is for Jesus to convict us so we can be changed for him. Acts 20, verse 7 through 9 says, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on tomorrow. And he continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window, a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep. And he fell from the third loft window and was dead. The young man was losing his focus. Paul was preaching. He preached for a long time, but he was preaching because he probably wasn't going to be able to come back there no more, because he was aware of where his life was taking him, that he only had a short period of time. So he was trying to make it benefit for as he could. And there was many lights in the chamber, so it wasn't like it was a dark area. It wasn't like it was lit up. It was lit up. It was many lights in the chamber. And the young man was in the window, and he got to dozing off, and he lost his focus, because if he had his focus, I get it, you're getting tired, but hey, this window is three stories up. Let me get out this window and go sit on this floor over here or something. But he lost his focus. He got put to sleep, and he fell out the window, and he died. But God is so good. God is so good that this young man died, and he could have been left for dead, because he lost his focus. He the one who fell out the window. Ain't that what we say about people? Well, they went and did that. They shouldn't have did that. If they would have did the other thing, that wouldn't have happened to them. But since they went and did that, they would have did that. That's they bad. No, that's not how God works. That's not how God works. Acts 20, verse 10 through 11, and Paul went down, and he fell on him, and he embraced him, and he said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. And when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread to eat and talked a long while, even till break of the day, he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. Meaning they were not a little comforted. They was greatly comforted. They was beyond comforted. You see, I want to touch on the point where it says, and Paul went down, and he fell on him and he embraced him. See, many of us, we letting the devil put us to sleep. We losing our focus and we falling down. But God falls on us, embraces us, and covers us up from all that this world has. He covers us up to the point where now we have no choice but to focus on him. He covers us up. He covers us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He covered us up, and he embraces us, and he puts a life back in us. A great light of Jesus back in us to drive out the darkness, not to accept the darkness, not to be comfortable around darkness, but to drive out the darkness. He covers us up so we can focus on him. We need to get our focus back, church. We need to get our true focus back and believe that he is coming back soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says those that sleep in Christ that die will be risen first. Ah, Jesus, Jesus. But we need to be sleeping Christ and not sleeping this devil, not sleeping this world. But we need to be sleeping Christ and have our body truly crucified. We have to pick up our cross daily. We have to die daily, daily, every second, every hour. We have to die for Christ. But too many times we want to live because it feels comfortable. When you do stuff for Christ, people say, oh, come on, live a little. Here, smoke that, live a little. Drink that, live a little. You know, hey, she wants you, go over there. Live a little. YOLO, you only live once, right? No. You live for Christ or you die every day so you can live again. It's a short message because I'm closing if you want to stay. Because I don't want you to lose your focus. That's the message that God gave me, for you to focus. And what are we focusing on? Revelation 17:14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Are you with God? Are you with God? Because it's wars. It's stuff happening. Read the book of Revelations. Read the rest of this chapter. There's so much going on that I need to do a whole Bible study for it to really get it point across. Matter of fact, Pastor talked about it a few times back in last month's Bible study, Perilous Times. Go watch those because it's in there. It's a war going on. And it's not this earthly war. It's a spiritual war going on. And it says they're going to make war with the Lamb. But the Lamb shall overcome them. The Lamb, he's the one who's worthy. He's the one who went to the cross for us. He's the one that can open the book of life. Are we focused on that? Are we focused on that? Because with him, we are called, chosen, and faithful. We need to be faithful. We need to be faithful through it all. We need to live with integrity and conviction for Christ. For Christ does love us, but he wants us to be up there. But he knows all won't be saved because people refuse to even accept him. And others have accepted him but say it's not happening. It's not happening. He's not coming back. Oh, I was with him. I was with him, but I draw back because he's not coming back, so I'm tired of waiting. And now I'm supposed to go do something else. Don't lose it. Don't lose it on the last minute. You know, when you run that race, you got to run it with patience. Because you're running it, then all of a sudden you just stop running. And then all of a sudden you see people pass you up. And then you're like, oh, I almost had it. But when I looked back, I didn't see nobody. They were in your blind spot. Remember, Pastor talked about that too, the blind spot. The enemy is in our blind spot. But we need to focus on him. We need to focus on Christ through prayer. Through prayer. That's one of our greatest weapons is prayer. Prayer, praise. That's one of our greatest weapons. But we take it for granted because we don't think we have to pray. We don't think we have to do it because our God woke me up, so, I'm good. No, he woke you up so he can talk to you. That's why he woke you up, so he can talk to you. Some people don't wake up, and we take that for granted. We take this breath in our lungs for granted. We praying, but we fall asleep while we praying. And then we crack our eye open like, oh, they still praying? Oh, okay. You know, you're trying to make the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit was praying for me. You know, I didn't have to say nothing. The Holy Spirit was praying for me. And sometimes you don't. But even still, you have to be in tune. You have to be in tune. You can't just fall asleep and not be in tune with Christ. Because then how is the Holy Spirit going to talk when you're not even in tune? Come on now, y'all. Come on. These altars are open. Let us gain our focus back. Let us get in touch with the Lord. Let us put aside all this craziness that we see. All this hatred that we see, and be in touch with the Lord and let his love actually show and grow and be moved and go forth and do what it's intended to do. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for it all, oh God.
We thank you for the hardships, oh God. We thank you for the good times, oh God. We thank you for it all, oh God. Hallelujah, God. For it is you, oh God, who will remain, oh God. It is you who will be risen, oh God, to glory, oh God. It is you who will bring us up to glory, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We just ask, oh God, that you continue moving upon us, oh God, in our hearts and our soul, oh God. In our spirits, oh God. Continue to move on us, oh God, and give us your word, oh God. Give us your word, oh God. Hallelujah, God. In the book of John, oh God, John 8, oh God, you say if we continue in your word, oh God, if we continue in your word, oh God, then the truth we shall know and the truth shall set us free, oh God. But we must continue in your word, oh God. Help us to continue in your word, oh God. Help us to continue reaching out to you, oh God. Keep us covered, oh God, away from this crazy world, oh God, that we're in the world, oh God, but we don't live in this world, oh God. Hallelujah, God. That we focus on you, oh God, and only you, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that you're faithful, oh God. Help us be faithful, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Let your Holy Spirit fire burn upon us, oh God. Ah, Jesus. Let it burn out, oh God, and drive out all darkness, oh God. And let your light shine, oh God. For you are a lamp unto my feet, oh God, and a light unto our path, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. And we give you all the glory and all the praise, oh God. And we truly thank you, oh God. We thank you for who you are, oh God. We thank you for who you are, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Help us, oh God, to be prayerful, oh God. Hallelujah, God, to continue our conversation with you, oh God. Grow our relationship with you, oh God, the Father, oh God. Hallelujah, God, the Good Shepherd, oh God. For you watch for the wolves, oh God. Ah, Jesus. Ah, we thank you, Lord. And we give you all the power, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.